Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request a supervisor?
I sure did. Thank you.
All right. And what was your first and last name?
Donald Waters.
And the number you're calling from, is this your best contact phone number?
It sure is.
Okay. And what's your zip code?
91723.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
143 South Citrus Avenue, Covina, California, 91723.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled. Did you take a survey to try to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 online to pay for shipping?
No. And that's what I was explaining to the young lady prior. I own two Dyson vacuum cleaners already. I wouldn't, and I don't do any of those surveys. It just, they're ridiculous. I get bombarded with them.
All right. So it looks like you're showing your information was used for that, which enrolled you into what's called our Vitel meal planning app subscription for $59.89. And you're saying you don't know anything about that either?
I have no idea. From what I understand, you paid that for them to tell you how to eat.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's ridiculous. I don't know how these people get away with this stuff. You know, the fraud is so rampant. I'm sure you see it every day. You must.
I know, yes.
It's just ridiculous what they get away with. And then they hire somebody like you, your firm, so that they don't have to deal with the blowback from it. It's unfortunate for you guys, but I guess that's what you do, so.
Yeah, trust me, I've been doing this for 3 years, so it's just a breeze for me.
I don't know how you do it.
That's what everybody says.
I know I would lose my mind. I just.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't even believe that they can get away with stuff like this. And they do. But I think, again, it's because they hire somebody, a firm like yours, to deal with all the blowback from it. You know? Man.
Oh, yeah, I can understand it. Yeah, everybody's not fit for these kind of jobs. Like you said, some people can't handle it mentally.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to. No, I wouldn't. Because I know they're ripping people off, and I wouldn't have to tell them something. You know, and I couldn't. I'd lose my job if I did, you know.
Yes, sir. But did you contact your MasterCard or did you call us first?
No, I called you first. I thought, you know, might as well go through you first and have to do the hassle of disputing the charge and losing my card I've had for years and years. It's, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's a better way to handle it. So I'll go ahead and file the fraud for you. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Please. Yeah, no, it's just me, so no.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second.
Nobody can stand to live with me, so.
Let me tell you, it's a lot of people out there. I mean, me personally, I don't like people living with me. It's just me and my husband and my two kids, and I cannot have nobody stand with me. I'm not even going
to
lie.
Well, you're lucky to even have a husband. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Nobody will even put up with me, so. That's why it's just me.
But
at least I know that.
You know. At least you know what the problem is.
Yeah,
exactly. Some people are in denial. They're just like, oh my God.
I just spoil myself. And then I work to death. I own a flower shop, so I'm here 7 days a week. Nobody will put up with that. Yeah, I used to.
I'm sure you don't because you deal with it all the time.
Yeah, you know. But it's, you know, it truly, if you have to work, this is an amazing business to be in. You make people happy all day and, you know, even for funerals, you know, I'm able to help somebody get through that and make something beautiful for them.
You're right. I never thought about it like that. You're definitely right.
Yeah.
And I love getting flowers, too, like roses and tulips and oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You probably don't get them enough, that's for sure.
Exactly. I know. Yeah. I'm like, I'm just going to go start buying my own freaking flowers. Just forget
it. You know what? I have people who call me. In fact, I had a lady call me a couple of weeks ago. She was having her 75th birthday party. And her husband told her, call and get what you want. So she did. She called me and ordered an arrangement for her birthday to be sent to her for the birthday party. But I think that's so, it's rude. I mean, her husband and her have been married 60 years. Pick up the phone and do something nice for your wife.
You are right.
Don't make your wife order her own flowers for her birthday. You know, that's basically what he did. He tells
you're
her, well,
right.
Call him and get what you want, you know.
Yeah, you're right. That's basically what he did.
Yeah, exactly. Huh.
You are definitely right. Well, I guess it's sad when you have to do it like that, but...
I know. Well, but that's a good way of knowing you're going to get what you want. You know?
No, you're right, though. Like,
yeah.
You are definitely right. Like, yeah. So I would have did the same thing, too, if I wanted some flowers.
Yeah, absolutely. It's better. And if you know you're going to get them.
All right, so like I said, just give those refunds about 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on your MasterCard. For some reason, if you don't see it, call us back. Do they give you a cancellation number?
Yes, I have it here.
All right, yeah, keep that number in case you do have to call back in. Just give them your name and that number. It'll access everything on the account for you.
Perfect. Well, you have a blessed rest of your day, and thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
All right, you too. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day as well and stay safe.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.